Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And hey, Faisal, we're moving into tax time again.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep. Taxes, you know, we talk a lot about taxes, proper structure. Taxes are going to be an important element in retirement. It's probably the biggest line item you have as an expense, right, in your retirement. And so I think it's incumbent upon us to make sure that everybody is as educated as possible within the, you know, the tax code to make sure that they reduce their taxes, because we all live on after-tax income, not pre-tax.
I believe that many Canadians are missing out on some of the opportunities when it comes to reducing your tax liability.
Yep.
I'm not talking about something crazy out there. I'm not talking about some sophisticated tax structure that the government doesn't
right.
want you to do. I'm talking
right.
about the basic stuff.
No Panama Papers?
No Panama Papers.
Okay.
We're talking about Calgary Papers. Stuff you can do in Calgary with an accountant.
Properly.
Properly.
It's not gray.
Exactly.
There's no gray here.
It's black and white. You
all
can
right,
do
I
it.
Like
and I think they miss out on a lot of these opportunities. No different than people are missing out on putting money in their tax-free savings account.
Right.
Or parents are missing out on RESPs because of the grant and the savings you have there. There's all these different vehicles, strategies out there that are completely above board. And many Canadians are using it. But there's many who are not.
Yeah.
So I think we need to have that kind of a chat today.
Well, we've got Sharon Numero joining us today. She's been a regular recurring guest with us. She's a tax specialist at Calgary's Choice Tax Services. Sharon, I want to welcome you back to the show, and thanks for taking some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And we were just talking about tax time, and as we say, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
You might be alone on that. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
of it.
I'm pretty sure I am. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about, I mean, Faisal was talking about there's lots of things that Canadians can do in order to minimize the tax load. We're not talking anything fancy. We're not talking crazy structures. We're talking just all above board stuff to make sure you reduce your taxes. Let's maybe start there. You know, give us an idea of where somebody should start with their tax planning and some ideas that they can use to reduce the tax load.
Right. So, you know, first thing is whoever you have preparing your taxes, you know, get a list from them of the things that apply, because if you don't know what applies, you don't know what to gather. And probably as important, if not more important, is you gotta try and stay organized, because otherwise, when you're asked for your donation slips, your medical receipts, people don't have them, they don't know where to find them, and they're missing out on savings that are pretty straightforward to be able to obtain.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an important one, right? The organization, just have a file that you can put everything in, right? So you can pull it off.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a box.
Yeah.
I throw everything in there. There's some electronic stuff.
Yeah,
there's
some
receipts and
yeah.
stuff. Now, we've got some more expenses that we can use in our tax situation. You'd be surprised how many people are scrambling to look for stuff.
Right.
They're going back to the charities or the financial institutions. Our clients alone, there are a few. There's a handful of clients. The day before the deadline, they're saying, can I get my tax receipts? We've already mailed them to you.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know where they are.
Well,
can you send them to me again?
Yeah, they're off traveling or something crazy.
Yeah, yes. those ones we
yeah.
understand.
Yeah.
The ones who've been here the whole time.
That's true.
Watching the playoffs are saying, where?
And you know what? That's actually, you know, in the package that you guys send your clients, that's one of the actually the most overlooked missed deduction is management fees from your advisor for your non-registered accounts. And sometimes, sorry guys, they're pretty significant and can result in a lot of tax savings, and people just aren't aware. And sometimes if their advisor is not as organized as you guys, it's a struggle to try and get that info.
Yeah. Yeah,
so one thing that we do, Sharon, is that we work with you and other tax professionals in providing a tax package of our clients and sending it out to you if our client wants that to happen, or sending it to our client. When you receive a package like that, what are some of the things that you're looking for? Because that will give a bit more information of what people should gather and what are the things that kind of pop up that, you know, people miss out on. So what are some of the things in the package you'd like to see?
Right. First of all, when we actually get one of those packages, it brings a smile to our face. We're very excited. It doesn't take that much to excite us. But what we're looking for is a couple things. One is a summary of your gains and losses in your non-registered accounts. And then second, the amount of your fees that your advisor may have charged you for those same types of accounts. So really only two things. Your report may be a number of pages, but we're really only looking for two things, and clients don't have to point those out or give us those numbers. They just have to give us those nice summaries. And unfortunately, not everyone provides them to their clients.
Okay. Now, you're going to be presenting some tax tips, strategies, ways to reduce your tax liability. That's coming up in a few weeks. How about you tell us a bit more about that presentation? And you're raising money for a great cause in the meantime. So how about you talk about that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited to collaborate with you, Faisal, to put on simple ways to reduce your taxes and grow your investments for everyone from people who think that they don't know a lot or maybe their portfolios are really small to people who are older and maybe have a larger portfolio, just to learn some of the basic things that everyday people can do. And it's Thursday, February the 7th at the Englewood Community Center. You can find tickets on Eventbrite. And an exciting part is that there'll be other professionals there offering information and collaborating. And we're going to be raising money for a great organization, Fresh Start Recovery Center, who support men through addiction counseling and housing to get them back on their feet and back with their families.
So ways to make money in the market, save money by reducing your taxes. Other professionals will be there. Again, the tickets are on Eventbrite. And if you can't get all that written down or anything, you can always reach out to myself or Dave at morethanmoneyradio.com and we'll direct you to the page where you can pick up your tickets there.
Okay, let's talk about most commonly missed simple tax strategies. What are people not doing that are obvious and they should be doing to reduce that load?
Well, I already mentioned one of the most beneficial ones, and that's the fees from your advisor. Probably another one is, and it sounds simple, everybody knows about RSPs, but nobody worries about it or thinks about it sometimes until it's too late. And sometimes another investment strategy might be of more benefit than an RSP, but it's really, really important to understand because, like those fees, it's one of the most beneficial deductions in terms of saving money. And then, of course, there's some of the more obvious ones, your donations. People, you know, they donate throughout the year and they really don't think about it. And then when we ask them at the end of the year, like you guys were mentioning, they can't find any of their receipts. And if you're, if you donate money often and you're generous, that can result in a lot of tax savings. But if you can't dig up all of those receipts, then you're certainly going to miss out.
Sharon, I want to thank you. I think that's been terrific. And we look forward to participating with you in that event. That's coming up one more time, February what?
Thursday, February 7th. Everyone should come out and join us.
That sounds great. Thanks for joining us today, Sharon. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
We're joined by Sharon Numero, tax specialist at Calgary Choice Tax Services. Tax planning, right? Not the fancy stuff that people think about when we say that. Tax strategies.
Yeah.
There's lots of them, Faisal, right? There's organization is a good place to start, but there's lots of simple things to do. Just the simple fact of donating to your RSP in the year.
Contributing
early, right? Yep. One extra year of compound. There's lots of little things that you could do that over your lifetime add up materially.
Yeah. So I think when we talk about it in our presentations, we talk about 3D, which is deduct, divide, defer. And having strategies to do those three things on an annual basis will put more money in your pocket and less money going to Ottawa and Edmonton. I think those are strategies you need to have a coordinated effect with your investment team and your tax team working together. And I think when you don't have them working together, that becomes a problem. Earlier this week, I met with a client of ours. The couple have two different tax advisors.
Right.
Like he goes to one person, she goes to another.
Right.
And the two accountants don't talk to each other.
Right.
And they're over the age of 65 and they can split income and they haven't been splitting income.
Right.
That's thousands of dollars of savings in taxes
they
just didn't do because they just have a different way of doing their taxes, right? So these are the kind of things that we want to make sure that people are aware of. So that's why on February 7th, I'm looking forward to presenting with Sharon. She's going to give some great tips and tactics. I'm going to be talking about portfolio management and investment strategies. It's going to be fun. And again, if you want to know more about that event, hit us up at morethanmoneyradio.com and we'll give you more information. But we do have our seminar that we do. Now, February is almost full. Tuesday, February 19th, Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. The 7 p.m. one is full. We're opening up another session at 8:30. So if you can make it for 8:30 on February 19th, you need to give us a call at 966-8400, 966-8400, or go to our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Is it time to get back into the equity markets?
Uh-oh.
Stick around after the break to find out. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.